out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Tracy, girl, yeah. It is back again.
Ooh, yes, girl. This is our favorite. We learned so much.
We do.
Yes.
Single life, I've heard many things. It is not fun to be in right now.
It's not.
With
not
social right media.
Oh, it's terrible.
And that's why we have Matt on the phone. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Not bad at all. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No problem. So tell us a little bit about your date. Who'd you go out with?
Yeah.
I went out with a wonderful girl named Samantha. We met on OkCupid. We had a bunch of similar interests. And we met up at a fish fry at the Grove and then went next door to Ten Pin Alley because we're both into bowling.
So
the conversation was flowing. We had a few drinks. And since I live relatively close, after the bowling game, we went over to my place for a nightcap. And that evolved into her staying over for the night, and I thought everybody had a good time, and I haven't heard from her since.
Wow.
And if we're going to be brutally honest, I've heard other people getting ghosted before, but it is something that has never happened to me. I've had a one-night stand, and then the girls say, yeah, we had fun, but I'm not interested. So I'm kind of just looking for a definitive answer as to what happened.
Sure.
Of course. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a great date. I mean,
it does.
We love fish fries, honey.
Oh, my gosh.
We love going to the bowling alley.
We do.
Throwing our balls, getting a strike or a turkey.
That's right.
And then, honey, then you got some. I mean, by the way,
that is a night full of activity.
Come on. We all know that's a great night. So, you know, though, like you said, this has never happened before. And you believe that you're good at what you do under the sheets. That's so that can't be the problem. Right, Matt?
I keep going over the date like the Zapruder film. Like, what did I do?
Right.
Did I say something or did I do something? And
it's hard, man.
That is why dating now is so brutal, because you're constantly like racking your brain, like, what happened?
Yeah. I mean, back in our day, we would just stand by the phone waiting for a ring. Now there's all these different options.
Yeah.
But people are just, they're more mean about it.
They are, and they ghosting. Don't communicate. Like, if something is just, they didn't like it, just say it and move on.
Well, especially if you sleep with someone, then you feel super used.
Like, you do.
Okay.
Yeah, man or woman, you feel used.
Yeah, you feel used.
Yep.
All right, Matt, so how long has it been since the last time you spoke with her?
Yeah.
I guess 10 days.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
10 days. I love when they're exact.
I love it too. like they haven't been counting, but they really have.
Yes, you have. All right. So, Matt, this is what we'll do. Tracy and I will play a song. And then when we get back, we'll call Miss Samantha and see why the heck she is, like you said, ghosting you after 10 days of a phenomenal night.
Yeah.
Bowling, eating fish, playing with some other things, and so much more. So, it's happening next. Hopefully, scoring a second date between Matt and Samantha next with Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We're in the midst of a second date update with Matt. He went on a date with Miss Samantha, Trey.
They met
on OkCupid.
They did. And it sounds like they had a great night. They went to Quibby's Grove for a fish fry, which I know the fish fry is phenomenal there. Then they went over to Ten Pin Alley, where we love to go bowling.
Oh my gosh, they're the jam.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
They are.
I like when they turn the lights off.
I do too.
And they put on the lights and then you get your dance on.
It is so fun there. Mm-hmm. And then Matt doesn't live that far from Quibby and from Ten Pin. So they say, hey, why not? Let's get a night girl.
He's probably like in the Verona area.
Probably.
Or the Fitchburg.
Yeah.
All right, my man. Matt, are you ready? We're going to call Miss Samantha.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm very ready.
Okay.
All right. Good luck, my man.
Good luck.
Hello?
Hi, is this Samantha?
Yes, this is she.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
This is your girlfriends, Tracy and Krista from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
That's right.
Oh, hi.
Hey, girl.
Hi, how are you?
We're good.
So unexpected.
You might be thinking, it's true, maybe we're calling because you're the latest diva for a day.
Yeah.
But actually, you have won something even brighter because it is true. There is someone who's taken a big liking to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you liked him.
Yeah.
Give her a little detail, Trey.
Did you guys go to a fish fry? Did you go bowling?
Yes, I have actually.
It's been 10 days. His name is Matt.
Mm-hmm. There was a nightcap involved.
Get it, girl.
Yes. Oh, wow. You guys know all the details.
Yeah, we do.
We do.
We're your girlfriends.
That's right. Girlfriends know everything.
Yes, we did.
So listen, we're playing like the telephone game.
Yes.
So we heard that Matt likes you a lot, girl.
Yeah.
But you've been ghosting him for the last 10 days.
What's up?
What happened?
To be honest, the nightcap didn't go as I expected it to.
Okay.
Okay.
If I'm going to be frank with you guys, when we were having sex, I noticed that he had nipples the size of eraser tips, and it just really freaked me out.
Oh, my God. What?
Wait. I kind of had nightmares. I didn't know it. I haven't been able to call him back.
No, you didn't.
I've never heard anything.
You
like
haven't?
This. No.
Oh, I have.
Like eraser, like eraser tips?
I can't even say the word.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So like you guys are in bed. Like let's do the you know, this is no
visual.
Bang.
Yeah.
Like the lights are low, but
music.
You can still see his body.
That's right.
And what? He took off his shirt and there they were, almost ready to pop your eyes out.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Get out. They couldn't be that.
Oh, they can. Could, yeah.
Really?
This has happened to me too. It's not a cute scenario.
Well, I really thought I was so freaked out. I thought I was the only one that's ever happened to.
So, I mean, what happened? I mean, listen, it's true, Matt. Kind of give us some details, honey, because you are on Second Date Update. And Matt has been listening.
He has.
So, listen, I mean, Samantha.
Oh, gosh.
Matt, listen.
Eraser.
Is it true, Matt? Do you have some, you know.
Eraser tips?
Yeah. Are your tips ready for school? I mean, what are they ready for? Poor guy.
I would just like to preface this by saying I am 6'8". Everything on me is big.
What?
Everything. I have to order away for shoes. Yeah, it looks like my pectoral muscles are trying to hitchhike.
Oh my god!
Okay,
Matt. Wow, I didn't realize how big you are.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this makes sense. Obviously, he's anatomically correct.
Yes.
If he's that tall, his features are going to be obviously
a little bit
larger side.
Bigger. Yeah. Yeah.
So Samantha.
Samantha, what's the big deal? Everything else is big. So what's can't you get over the whole eraser thing?
Or not?
maybe I just wasn't feeling it that night.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But I mean, if he called you guys and
means he likes you.
Yeah. So maybe I can look past the erasers.
Oh my gosh. I'm so happy you said that.
Yeah, because I was going to ask, Samantha, was everything else good? I mean, were you just too distracted by the eraser tips? But was everything else good?
I was a little distracted.
Okay, but was everything else good?
The bowling and the food was great.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That's the question, Miss Samantha. Would you like to go back out with Matt again?
I would give a second chance,
Matt.
Yes, Matt.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it does.
I am very happy. This is great. I thought for sure I was just going to get an explanation for why not, but this is better than I thought. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh, well, how fun for them.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you.
Well, listen, Trey and I are going to send you guys out on us for a free dinner out.
Yeah.
So have fun and just enjoy some more time at Matt's house. In his room.
That's right.
As always.
We'll turn the lights out.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Love it.
Rush on 93.1 Jams.